last week, Sam and I spoke with local hip-hop artist Tayaha. He is a really rad dude. He came into the studio. We had a chat. We started off by asking him what it means to be a self-titled sonic artist.
I think I've just left it really open. I mean, it pretty just means, like, I write music. So I guess being a hip-hop artist, so rap's been a big part of my growth in music since, like, real young, like 14 or so. But then I'm always sort of producing and writing heaps as well, so sonic writing is pretty much the easiest way. I write music, I write melodies, I write everything. Yeah, yeah.
Get it all done.
That's it.
Now, Taya has a pretty strong name. It's a Māori weapon. Has your name helped give you strength over the years?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing to live up to, I guess. Especially in Aotearoa. It's like, chirp, mean name, you know, big, big, strong name. Everyone's like, whoa. So I guess it's just one of those things. I just sort of slowly grew into it. Yeah.
Now, it's currently Māori Music Month over in New Zealand, or Aotearoa, as you said.
Yeah.
And we are doing our best on breakfast to represent Māori artists both in Australia and New Zealand. Now, do you have any favourite Māori artists?
Look, like artists of all kind, I guess. I mean, there's great, I know a lot of great New Zealand artists, Māori artists, Homebrew, Tiki Tane, heaps of underground rap stuff like Auckland City, Evandale. Shouts out to the whānau there. Yeah.
Have you performed in Aotearoa?
Yeah, I last year, I stayed there for a year with my family. Just sort of really getting to know everyone, get to know the culture and stuff. So yeah, I was doing some open mics and stuff there, and then I put that record together and Aotearoa, and I did a big release party there with that record. Had a guy fly over from here to New Zealand and perform there as well, and yeah, it was awesome. Yeah,
that's awesome. And you were telling me a little earlier that you kind of reconnected to your heritage when you went on that trip. Has your music been influenced by that?
Yeah, definitely. And I think just little things like language. So just learning a bit of that just sort of gives me a bit more grounding to where everything comes from and stuff like that. So I guess it was, for the music, it was more finding out stuff about myself and who I am and what I identify as, or who I identify as. And then that just comes through the music, like, hard, yeah, always. So any sort of journeys I go through, it always comes out in the music every time.
So I guess having, if you're rapping, then having other languages that you can use and throw in means you can enrich your music in ways that people with just one language can't.
Yeah, definitely. Language is such an interesting thing to me. Yeah, I wish I knew the language better, actually. That's one of my goals in the near future.
That's something I think a trend is happening all across Māori people. Ooh. Like, I think in schools it wasn't really taught, and then I remember in primary school we were being taught it, and slowly it's becoming
it's
a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Now you've...
The kapahaka and all that.
Yeah, exactly. People, Google it. If you're not sure, just Google it. Now you've brought in your record Aotearoa for us. Which song would you like us to play, and what can you tell us about it?
I reckon there's a couple tracks on there. One's called Chief Myself and one's called Warrior. And they're basically... Yeah, they're sort of, they show the feeling of me being able to articulate finally being able to articulate what I was feeling, like, say with, like, growing up down south in a 100% like white school, like, for instance. So I was like exposed to heaps of racism, but I didn't know what it was. Like, I didn't really get it. Like, it's just, I was a bit different. Like, you know what I mean? So then going back, finding pride and learning about these things, it's like I'm finally able to put it all together and be like, yes, I'm white and I'm Maori and I'm Australian and I'm, you know, got those ties to the homeland. So yeah, those songs sort of definitely will show that. Yeah,
we're in the studio with Adelaide hip hop artist Tayaha. Now, you've recently released Spin Effects with Fade Thomas. How did that go?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this release. It took us ages. Like, it's about 2 years in the making, 3 years in the making, only 5 tracks. We wrote a lot of the tracks pretty fast. Like, I had the songs like often I'll have little jams or like melodies or guitar riffs or something. Then I'll lay it down, map it out. Then I was bringing him to Fade Thomas, who's like a producer, and then we would produce them together. And with two minds of very high creative sort of level, is working together is a hard thing. But then the what we got out of it was so good. Cause like the sound is so massive, like the biggest sound I've had so far. So it's an awesome record.
Excellent. Yeah. And what's next for you?
I'm sort of working on lots of different things, but Till the Break. Yeah, I'm in a band called Till the Break. We're a duo, pretty much strictly hip hop. So I'm just producing at the moment. I've got about 12 tracks down, sounding really good. Like guitars, keyboards, but with like massive sampled drums. Excellent. So sort of like big drums, live instruments, bang, and sort of putting it all together so that if it all works out, we can have a band playing the songs. So they sort of translate into the live version really easily. So I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So you've got another song, one that we played before, Keeps Me Mean. You mentioned being, is it having your first feed on Ghana land? Is that one of the lines?
First hangi.
Your first hangi?
Yeah, so I dug a big hangi on my 21st.
Oh, cool.
And like had a big lamb on the spit and everything. But awesome. Yeah, because it's on Ghana land, like down where we are in Wollonga and Mordinga and all that.
Yeah, so how does that, a connection to both Australian Indigenous culture and Aotearoa Indigenous culture, how does that kind of come into your music?
I think I'm always drawn. I've been drawn to Australian Indigenous culture since I was young. And I think how it comes out in the music is it's just... it's part of who I am, and it's part of who we all are as Australians, the Indigenous culture, and that's the same as in New Zealand. It's recognised more, I guess, but yeah, it's the same for all of us, you know. It's like the heart of the land. Like, I spoke to this Aboriginal guy once, and he was basically saying that spirits sort of come back around, you know what I mean, and ancestors look after the land that they were once on. So in a certain aspect, I'm having a baby boy in October.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks heaps. Yeah. And he'll be born here. And to them, their old ancestors come back through. So all of us born on this land have a bit of the Indigenous ancestors inside them. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I see that. I see it very strongly like that, you know. It's time's a very long thing. We've only been here for not that long, so...
That's awesome.
It's very important, all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We kind of forget how small we are on that scale. So it's good to remember and to have a connection with the bigger time. Like,
yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Taiaha.
Yeah, no worries. It's been awesome.
That was local hip-hop artist Taiaha. He was speaking with Sam and me. We had a chat last week.